Boost. The fight against cancer in Kenya has received a boost after the Ministry of Health announced that it had acquired an ultra-modern machine for diagnosis and treatment of the disease to be installed at the Nakuru Teaching and Referral Hospital, NTRH. State Department for Medical Services Principal Secretary Harry Kimtai stated that the Linear Accelerator, LINAC, radiotherapy machine that is designed to treat a broad spectrum of cancers and significantly enhance patient care will now reduce the cases of patients traveling out of the country for medical attention. Mr. Kimtai said this will be the second LINAC machine to be delivered to the medical facility as part of the government's strategic plan to move into high-precision cancer treatment and to decrease outbound medical tourism while increasing inbound medical tourism. While disclosing that the state had delivered similar equipment to Garissa and Mombasa counties, the principal secretary said the machine not only increases efficiency but also reduces side effects from powerful rays. Aside from cancer treatment, the LINAC machine has other medical uses. Its radiation can reverse the rejection of an organ transplant, suppress the immune system of patients undergoing blood and marrow transplants, and correct certain neurological and cardiovascular disorders. The new equipment will offer high-energy X-rays through linear accelerators that help burn cancerous cells much faster compared to cobalt units, which have previously been in use. Mr. Kimtai spoke at the Rift Valley Regional Commissioner's premises in Nakuru, where a team of 11 principal secretaries under chairmanship of Basic Education Principal Secretary Dr. Belio Kipsing are holding an engagement with members of the public in the Rift Valley region over the latter's views on government service delivery plans. From Nakuru, the team heads to Baringo County. While disclosing that ₦32 million has been spent on constructing a specialized bunker where the second LINAC machine will be housed, the principal secretary stated that cancer patients will spend less time undergoing radiotherapy treatment following the installation of new technology that shortens the average session by half. The linear accelerator, LINAC, radiotherapy machine is designed to treat a broad spectrum of cancers and significantly enhance patient care. The fight against cancer has received a major boost after the state announced plans to deliver to Nakuru Teaching and Referral Hospital the second high-tech diagnosis and treatment machine that employs a new radiation technique that not only increases efficiency but also reduces side effects from powerful rays. Picture, Rogers Atiso. The new technology is said to have less side effects as it only targets the cancerous cells. When normal cells are burnt together with harmful ones, longer healing period, nausea and unnecessary weight loss result, said the PS. He stated that since installation of the first LINAC machine at NTRH, 600 cancer patients have been treated at the facility. The PS explained that unlike the usual radiation therapy equipment, this latest model offers precision by directing the rays to the actual tumor. This way we treat the cancer with high doses of radiation but sparing other structures of the body. We basically hit the tumor hard, while minimizing side effects, he stated. According to County Executive Committee member, CECM, in charge of health Ms. Rosalind Mungai, the new equipment offers radiation within 3 minutes compared to the old model in which a patient has to spend almost 40 minutes under it. With this advancement, there is less anxiety experienced by patients. This also means you can handle a bigger volume of patients depending on the number of staff, she pointed out. The new LINAC technique also employs VMAT, volumetric modulated arc therapy, and IGRT, image-guided radiotherapy, which cannot allow a radiologist to do any radiation before an image is taken to determine the patient's progress. In such cases, errors are minimized as much as possible. She said the two LINAC equipment will enable better accuracy in tumor targeting by oncologists with the protection of the critical surrounding structures, hence improving the treatment outcomes for patients and reducing radiotherapy treatment side effects. These machines will be instrumental in bridging the quality and accessibility of proper healthcare for cancer patients. With this initiative, we are sure to witness the best treatment outcomes. The machines will also reduce the overall patient treatment duration, affirmed the CECM. She added that patients who utilize the machine will have access to the best outpatient oncology care in Kenya and the entire region. Most oncology units in private and public facilities have solely been relying on cobalt-60 radiotherapy machines before gradually embracing digital linear accelerator machine, LINAC, which has gained popularity worldwide due to its advanced features. With a cobalt machine, the radioactive element, cobalt, releases gamma rays which are used to destroy cancer cells. Since the rays are emitted as the cobalt gradually decays, the amount of radiation released decreases over time. The radiation dose is high when the cobalt is new, but as it ages the dose decreases. Thus, if the machine initially offered radiotherapy treatment to patients for 20 minutes, doctors would gradually increase the duration so as to attain the required dose. Ms. Mungai noted that this contributes to the long queues at oncology facilities. Hospitals using this technology are required to change their radiation source, cobalt, after 5 years. The LINACH machine, on the other hand, uses electricity to produce X-rays which destroy cancer cells. Ms. Mungai explained that since its energy levels are higher, the LINACH machine is better suited for treating deep-seated cancerous tumors than the cobalt one. It also has electron beams which enable doctors to adequately treat superficial tumors without harming organs such as the liver, lungs and kidneys. The beams can be used to treat cancers found in various skin regions. It also treats tumors that affect limbs such as melanoma and lymphoma. The CECM noted that the high-tech LINACH machines protect patients from adverse effects of radiation treatment. The machine comes with software which allows doctors to map treatment areas on dummy, digital, patients as they develop treatment plans specific to various patients. From the computer, oncologists can tell exactly where the radiation will go, and if they notice that it may affect certain body organs, they make adjustments accordingly, she said. This ensures that radiation is directed to the intended treatment site, thereby minimizing adverse risks to patients. Since the LINACH technology uses electricity to produce X-ray beams, once the machine is switched off, there is no radiation in the room. But the cobalt machine keeps emitting radiation whether it is being used or not. Hospitals often avert risks by shielding the cobalt when the machine is off. Used up cobalt can also pose environmental problems if disposed of incorrectly because it still releases radiation. Despite its challenges, the cobalt machine is still effective in treating cancer. It is also prevalent in most developing nations due to its cheaper cost, reliability and ease of use. Cancer can also be treated through surgery and drugs, chemotherapy. But sometimes patients may require all the three types of treatment, especially if the disease is diagnosed late. Cancer is the third leading cause of death in Kenya after infectious diseases and cardiovascular diseases, accounting for 8% of overall mortality with 42,000 cases and 27,000 deaths annually. Majority of cancer patients are diagnosed at late stages when treatment outcomes are poor and, therefore, thousands of people succumb to cancers that would often be treatable.